All right. Now we have three lightning talks coming up. The first one will be by Sascha Heinemann. He's the co-founder of EdgeOps and deals with topics related to data protection, information security, and audits. He helps companies to ensure that their operational and security processes are not only compliant, but also viable in practice. And the topic of the talk is security.txt across the industry. Sascha.
Thank you for the introduction. All right, I'll be talking about security text, what it is, who implements it, and who should be using it. But before I start with the actual topic of the talk, let's briefly answer the question why this talk even exists. So, among other things, our company EdgeOps develops a white label data center portal where customers can interact with the data center through various means. They can organize cross connects, site visits, and ticketing. We take huge pride in the fact that we're community-driven, so we have the community in mind, especially the network operators, when it comes to the features. So we also try to address recommendations of DNOC members. Whilst we were following official recommendation to implement our own security text, we asked ourselves, how are we comparing to other organizations in the industry? And so out of this curiosity, this talk was born. To give you a bit of background of what security text actually is, it has four main guidelines. Number one, it wants to have a single point of contact for vulnerability disclosure. Number two, it wants to provide authentic information, and we can achieve this through encryption and other means. We want to ensure that the data that you're seeing is up to date, and we can achieve that through an expiration date. And lastly, we want to share some kind of policy to announce expectations for researchers like myself. RFC 9116 is the standard then that describes the implementation of security text, the how-to, if you will. It mandates that it must be a text file, no JSON or HTML allowed. It must be reachable under the endpoint that is highlighted on screen. Otherwise, it's not qualified as real security text according to the standard. It defines the minimum required fields, such as contact and the expiration date, and it mandates that it must be machine readable and easy to implement. Since 2019, the CISA recommends the adoption of security text, and 5 years later, the German BSI decided to follow suit. Giving you an example of what a security text file looks like, we've chosen to show you our own implementation of security text. Here you can see the contact detail as a mail to field, although phone number would be a valid contact here as well. The expiration date is then a date time string, and this is all you technically need to have a valid security text. The rest is optional, but of course highly recommended. Encryption is the URL where you can find the public part of the PGP file. Preferred languages is some kind of policy, if you will, on how to get in touch with us. We prefer German and English. And the canonical is then an additional layer of authenticity. It should match the URL you're currently on right now. If you want to reuse the same security text file for multiple domains or subdomains, you can, of course, add multiple lines for the canonical here. And lastly, we have the PGP signature based off the PGP file mentioned above. Now, with that out of the way, let's talk about the research we did. We looked at the attendee list of DNOC 17, and we stripped away all individuals without an organizational affiliation. And we landed with 239 organizations present at DNOC today. As a next step, we looked into their security text endpoint, and we just checked if there was an answer on this URL. And with that, we were already happy, and we've seen that 60 organizations of the 239 actually do have a security text endpoint. But it's just 200 okay. It must not necessarily be valid. Of those 60, only 16 actually have a valid implementation for security text. So 6% of the overall data set. Now you might ask yourself, how come that there is a discrepancy? Well, a lot of content management systems are smart and they render a 404 page, but as we learned, it's not valid security text. Some organizations chose to use not the minimum required fields. A lot of times we see expired security text files or no expiration date at all. And the 16 organizations that actually implemented security text as well, I want to praise, and you can see the list on screen right now. Now, if you're under the impression that your organization should be on this screen and is not, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to disclose the complete research if you want. But what if we're not just happy with valid security text? What if we want to go one step further and ask for an optimal implementation with, for example, PGP? Then the data set looks even grimmer. We're only left with 5 organizations that have PGP implemented. And as a side note here, one of the organizations you can see on screen right now would not have been here 2 weeks ago. What I did during my research, as you should, if you find some things missing, I reached out to all organizations that have an invalid security text. So where there was a security text, but something was missing or out of date. And one of the organizations answered in time before I closed the data set, and they changed it, which should give us confidence that security, the information provided in security text is actually read and understood. Now you can see the overall adoption across various industries. I'm not going to bore you with going through each and every line individually. However, I want to put some emphasis on the low adoption rate on hardware manufacturers. I don't have to tell you in our industry, hardware is the cornerstone of a network. And so if somebody finds a vulnerability, we should have an easy way to get the contact details when we want to disclose this vulnerability. During our research, we also stumbled upon some honorable mentions I want to share with you. This is no blaming. We're talking still about companies that have implemented security text, but there were some mishaps. So heise.de has a valid security text, but it's only reachable on their .www subdomain. BSI also has a valid security text, but it's valid until 2099. For reference, BSI only exists for more than 30 years, so the security text is valid even longer than the organization exists. And from an organization that has security and information in their name, I was expecting a higher standard when it comes to implementing its own recommendations. What I also want to mention, and I personally am a big fan of ASCII art, I don't know about you, is DKIX implementation. And this renders, unfortunately, the machine readability test as faulty. So this is also not a valid implementation, of which I'm deeply sorry. Now, you might be asking the question, why am I talking about all of this? What's the relevance for the industry? And the way we see it is there is only one easy way to announce contact details when it comes to getting vulnerabilities disclosed, and it's security text. Your website might look completely different tomorrow. The way contact details are retrieved on your website might change, but there will always be the endpoint for security text where you can even automate it, get access to contact details. There are other solutions. You can announce that through an HTTP header. You can announce it through DNS, but this is machine readable and it's human readable. Now, if you're curious and you want to check for yourself how your organization is doing or how any organization is doing, really, you can check on our website through the link you can see on screen right now. You might be surprised. And that already concludes my talk. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Sasha. We do have time for 1 or 2 questions. Are there any questions? Questions online? All right. Cool. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you.